We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Seif Chaf Dalet. Mutter lichtoif al mokim hagrar ve al mokim hamchak afilu as koretz. Mutter to write stam, even on the place where an erasure was made, even if it's a shem Hashem. The difference between a grar and a mechak is that one is when the ink is wet and one is when the ink is dry. Either which way, you're allowed to write on that spot, even a shem Hashem. Ve lo yimchak ba'odei lach. But one should not lechatchila erase when it's still wet, because it'll make a mess. Rather, you should dry it up first, and then you should erase. Ki oz yigare bekal, because then the mechika will go much easier. V'lo yishar lo yishum roishim, and it will not leave a roishim. As opposed to if the ink is still wet, as we said, it'll make a mess. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkaton Kuf Yud Gimel. Hagrar mikri kishegoroi mishenisyabish. Grar is when you erase it when it's dry. V'hamachak mikri kishemachakoik ba'odei lach. When it's still wet, as we said. U'mashakosa v'lo yimchak. This that we're saying that one should not erase. Eitza toiva kamash malon. This is just an eitza. It's not a halacha per se. Rather, it's a practical eitza. V'ayin b'prima godim shakosav dim yishor lo yireishim diyoi. That if there is diyoy remaining on the klaf, afilu b'diyevid yesh chash b'zeh. This could be a problem to then go and write on top of that. Afilu teva ba'alma, forget about a shem Hashem, any word. V'deloy azkara, also lichtav al-mokam zeh, if the ink is remaining. Says the Mechaber in Si'if Chav Hei, kol ois shehiksuva shaloy kitikuna, any letter which is not written properly, ve'ein surasa aleha, and it does not have the appropriate tzura. Kegoin, noga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef. This is the same halacha that we discussed previously, where the regel of the aleph is touching the middle part of the aleph. Oy pnei ha'gag bifnim begag shetachteha. Oy shehoya regel ha'hei, oy regel ha'kuf noigim. Oy shehoysa ois achas chaluka l'shtei oisius. Or if you have one letter which is split into two oisius, how can you have one letter split into two oisius? If you have a tzaddik where there's a yud and a nun, in other words, if the two parts of the letter are not touching each other, so now you have technically there on the klaf two oisius. A shin shekosva ayin yud. If you have a shin that instead of writing it as a shin, the parts are not touching again, and it's now an ayin and a yud. A ches shnei zayin or a ches, which can be two zayins if it's not touching in the middle. And after you had already written further, you went back and repaired the cracked letter and you fixed it up. Or you took the aleph and you fixed it up. In these cases, it would be a psul of shalei sidron, and the stam would not be kosher. Let's go back to the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Yudalid. Kol ois, any letter. Seif ze yevayer by din shalei kesidron. This seif is discussing the din of shalei kesidron ve'inyanav arukim, and it's a lengthy idea. Ve'echlal b'ktzar, and I'll try and give you a brief synopsis. B'din ze yesh by shloisha pratim. There are 3 points in this din. Aleph, im yesh kilkul be'eza ois. If there's the letter is not formed correctly. Bein shenasa ze be'esa ksiva. Whether this happened when the letter was being written, im as long as the eye sees that it does not have the correct surah, or like a yud missing the right leg, or a shin which only has two heads and not three, the kolki haygavna, or any similar case, where there's a part of the letter which is missing. To the extent that the letter is no longer recognizable, afilu ein nidme mishum zela is acher, even if it doesn't look like any other letter, the kosav lefonav, and he already wrote further, loy mahani leshum tikkun, one cannot go back and fix that letter without having erased everything that was written after it. That would be shalei kesidron. Afilu meiresha tinikari lois, even if a tinnik did recognize it as the correct letter, afilu hachi pasal mishum shalei kesidron, even so, it would still be problematic. V'kol shekein, im al yedei kilkulei v'chasrein enid melois acher, certainly, if the letter looks like a different letter, kagain dalet doy melereish, I beis daim alachof. I chesha beregel smoila yesh hefzik ben regel agag venira kehei. A ches where the left leg is detached, so now it looks like a hey. I tzadik sheyesh by hefzik b'makim negias yud latzmoi latzmusai venira lein koil ki yud nun, like we discussed. V'kolki aigavna, any similar case to that. She'ein mashkichin ala tinek, doesn't make a difference if the tinek recognizes it as the correct letter. It's posel, v'loi mahani leitikun, and one cannot fix such a psul. That's the first idea. Beis, the second idea is, imal yedei kulkuloi v'chesroinoi, loi nifsad mitzirase legamri. It's not mamish, unrecognizable. Kegain. Sheyesh hefzik dak be'eza ois b'emtzai. The hefzik that we're discussing, it's not a big hefzik, it's a thin hefzik. V'adayin ikar tzurasa yolov. And be'etzem, you have the tzurasa ois. Ay kagoyin shaloi hayu ayudin shala alfin v'ashin and v'ragle atofin noigin b'guf ois. Not like the tzadi where it's split into two letters, but it's a letter like an aleph or a shin or a tof where it does not look like two separate letters. And it's a thin hefsik. Imtinak deleichachem leitipish makiram. After loy miskasher ha'ois al yedei zeh mishum dein tzirasei olav bishleimus. Al kolpanem mahani zeh dinishar olav ikur tzirasei linyin sheyei mutil letaknai. V'lo yikarish leikisidron. Even though the fact that the tinnik recognizes it doesn't make the letter kosher. After all, it needs to be in one piece and it's in two pieces. So the tinnik can't kasher it. But since the tinnik still recognizes it as the letter, it can be fixed, and that will not be considered to be shalaika sidron. V'yesh oidayf and shlishi. There's a third prat to this halacha. Sha'af al pi ikr tzurasa yesh olav v'tinnik karilois. Even if the tinnik does recognize it as the letter, afilu hachi lai mahani lai shum tikkun. Even though we said a moment ago that if a tinnik does recognize it, it could still be fixed, but not always. Kagain, shenifsal be'ez edovar, shetikunai hu ligra miktsase hu lakas ve'vin chadash. For instance, if the psul is in a fashion where in order to correct it, you're going to have to take off part of the letter, and when you take off part of the letter, then it's going to lose its tzura. Kagain, for example, regala heva akuf, shenagu lamala afilu negi adaka kachot asaira. As we discussed in earlier sifim, let's say you have a regular of a hey or a kuf, which is touching the gag, even if it's a tiny little negia, shetikuna yihu, the way you fix it is ligra kol haregel, you have to take off the entire left regel of the hay or the kuf, ulukosve michadosh, the loy mahani leafrod ba'alma mishum chaktoiches, and it can't just be separated the negia because that would be a problem of chaktoiches. So over there, since when you erase the regel smil of the hay or the kuf, so the letter now lost its tzura entirely, so that would also be a problem of shalaika sidron. Where you would have to take off one of the heads of the aleph, either the top head or the bottom part of the aleph, you would have to take off. So that would ruin the tzura entirely. So that would be a psul. And before you had a chance to fix this aleph or hey or kuf, you already wrote further. So you can't fix it at all. Because you have to take off half the letter. V'imkein mashemetakna acharkach avishalik esidron. V'ata, now that we understand these yesaidis, naskhe levar bezaz Hashem, yizborach es asif, now we can explain. Kol oishe hiksuva, regarding this idea that was saying that any letter that doesn't have the tzuras ha'ois, v'hu adinim niskalkala acharkach, doesn't have to be like the mechaber said, shehiksuva shaloi tekitikuna. Rather, even if it happened afterwards, the same din would apply. Sifkat and kuf tezvav, ve'en tzurasa alea, perush, anira le'en kol, she'en tzurasa alea. Everybody can see that it doesn't have the correct tzura. Va'afti b'noga regal ha'alef b'gaga alef, v'ipnei alef b'gagoi, a regal heva kuf noigin lamala, nikar olav adayin ikar tzuras ha'is. Even though when you have an aleph that the tap head is touching the middle, or the regal of the hay is touching the gag, or the kuf is touching the gag, the tinnik still recognizes it. V'tinnik yikre'eu lo'ayis, afilu hachi, kevan shepsul ze ein tikunai ki'im al yidei greiris kol mashin asib psul, since the only way to fix it is by erasing everything that was nasib psul, kanal b'sif yudches, memeila nisbatal tzurasi legamri. Since that's the way to fix it, so memeila, the tzura is wiped out, And if one would go and fix it afterwards, that would be a psul of shleika sidron, and the stam item would be pasul.